This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lansing Lugnuts' Cullen Large. How much fun is it to be a part of this team?
That's a lot of fun. You know, we get along really well. I think that's kind of the biggest thing. We all trust each other, and we have fun together. I think that's why we're doing so well and we're so successful.
Are you ever out of a game?
Apparently not. You know, it's always a good sign when you're never out of your game, even in the ninth inning, when you can't really put much together for the rest of the game, and all of a sudden you kind of spark some life, and all of a sudden you're right back in it.
Did you feel that way in Vancouver last year?
Yeah, at times for sure. You know, a bunch of the same guys. I don't think we had as many walk-off wins last year, but you know, the compete levels was really high, and I think it shows.
That was just four walk-offs in May. That was just May.
I know. Yeah, I don't know if that was a fluke, but you know, we definitely, moving forward as the season goes on, we've learned how to do it, and you know, when the situations come up again, we know we can do it, and I think that makes it even easier for it to happen again.
I read an article that said this is not usual for a club to have this kind of chemistry. True?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a team with this much chemistry, honestly. So it's awesome to be a part of.
What are all the ingredients that have gone into this?
Good personalities, good locker room personalities, I think. You know, it all starts in the clubhouse. You know, if you can't get along in the clubhouse, you know, it's probably not going to get along very well on the field. And since we get along in the clubhouse really well, we play really well together.
When you went down with the injury, did it feel like forever before you could come back?
Yeah. Pretty long 3 weeks there for a little while being down in Florida. But, you know, it worked out. You know, healthy now, really, really excited to be back.
Are you still going to dive for grounders?
Yeah, you know, if situation arises, I will. It might cross my mind a little bit, but you know, if a play needs to be made, I'll try to make it.
You didn't hit a home run last year, I believe, right?
That's correct.
And this year, we've seen you tap into such power. Is this something that you're finding power you didn't have before, or you just didn't show this last year?
I think maybe a little bit of both. You know, I think I've put on some good weight since college. Hit some home runs in college, but obviously it's a different ball game now with, you know, better pitching, wood bats. So you know, I think it was a little bit of me just trying to figure out how everything works in pro ball last year, and a little bit of me getting stronger, and I think it's shown a little bit this year, which is awesome.
Did anyone give you really good advice entering your first pro season?
Yeah, you know, my summer coach Rich Graham sat me down actually right after the draft, right before I left, and was, you know, kind of just gave me the rundown of, like, you know, this is what it's going to be like, you know, this is what made me happy, like, during it, you know, like, things like getting out of the hotel when you get into different cities like this, and you know, just doing things you would, you know, just kind of putting yourself out there a little bit and just trying to make it seem like it's, you know, real world, even though sometimes we kind of get lost and, you know, just waking up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, going to the park, you know, and trying to make it real life, I guess.
Was it a hard decision for you to say, you know what, I'm going to leave William & Mary, I am going to be pro?
I loved William & Mary, but after my freshman year, I really wanted, you know, it's been a dream of mine forever to play pro ball, you know, since I was really little. And it was kind of starting to be a reality after my freshman year, I guess, or it was, you know, in the horizon. So it was kind of always on the forefront, and I always told myself if I ever had the opportunity, I'd never let it pass. So as much as I loved William & Mary, you know, I think this was the right decision moving forward.
What was it that made suddenly playing professional baseball for a living feel attainable?
I think, so in high school, I learned to switch hit actually my last 2 years in high school. So my freshman and sophomore year, I was just a right-handed hitter. Going into my junior year, I started switch hitting. And I didn't really, you know, I was kind of like a slappy left-handed hitter, and, you know, I set my high school record for sacrifice bunts, like, so I was just kind of learning how the left-handed batter's box worked, I guess. And when I got to college, I kind of started figuring out how to hit a little bit. You know, I hit a couple home runs left-handed in college. You know, I was hitting some doubles. I was, you know, spraying the ball around a little bit, and that was kind of the springboard to kind of, you know, have things take off, and that was kind of what did it.
How many of those sacrifice bunts were your idea, and how many were called for by the coach?
A lot were called by the coach, actually. You know, my high school team was pretty good, so luckily I had some hitters behind me that could really swing it, especially my junior year. So, you know, we had a bunch of guys that got on base a lot, and, you know, I was the guy who kind of moved them around, and then I had other guys hit them in.
What were the biggest games that you ever played in?
Whew, that's a good question. I think my sophomore year in college, we were the underdog in our conference tournament, and we had already lost the game, and it was double elimination. We were playing UNC Wilmington. It was a top 25 team the whole year, and we had to beat them twice. And we were actually down 8-1 in the top of the ninth inning in the first game of the conference championship, and scored 7 runs in the ninth inning. Huge rain delay. Came back the next day or 2 days later, whatever it was, and finished that game off and ended up winning. And then we played them again. Tie game in the bottom of the eighth. Fifth-year senior comes up and hits a grand slam in the bottom of the eighth to send us to a regional. And moving forward in that regional, we went to the University of Virginia, who was the defending national champion at the time. We opened with them because we were the 4 seed, they were the 1 seed, and they beat us like 17-1 or something. So we were like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? Maybe our luck's run out. You know, we were the Cinderella story coming in. We played Bryant the next game and beat them like 4-2. Played UVA again, actually beat UVA and knocked them out of their own regional. And we lost to East Carolina in the first game of the regional championship. But, you know, it was an awesome run. You know, we similar to this team, the chemistry was unbelievable on that team. And, you know, our coach kind of just sat back and let us play, and it showed. It's kind of similar to what's going on in Lansing right now.
Colin, from high school to college to Vancouver, now this year, is there any place that you haven't won?
It's been a while. I can't necessarily take credit for that, but, you know, I've been lucky enough to be on a bunch of teams that really, really like each other and play really well together.
How was that professional debut last year for Vancouver?
Unbelievable. Vancouver is an unbelievable city. Playing in front of 6,000, 7,000 people, you know, your first game is, you know, a little nerve-wracking. You know, I did it in college a little bit, but doing it in a professional setting where it's your home field is – it takes a little bit to get used to. You know, you still get the butterflies a little bit, obviously your first professional game. So it was a perfect storm of what your pro debut, what you want it to look like. You know, a bunch of fans that are loud and into the game, you know, a kind of historic field where, you know, feels minor leaguey, but like a good minor league feel. So yeah, I was pretty lucky to have that pro debut like that.
What happened health-wise last year?
I broke my hand diving into second base, so I haven't had a whole lot of luck head first diving here in the past couple of years, but you know, I'm sure my luck will come around here soon.
How many positions have you played in your career?
I've played left, third, and second in pro ball. I played a little bit of shortstop in high school. I played shortstop in high school. I played a little bit of shortstop in college too. Mostly second base in college. You know, but I've been all over, and I kind of like doing it, I guess. You know, it's kind of fun being able to learn a new position. Third base, obviously, is, you know, in spring training, I had a meeting, and they're like, yeah, you know, you're going to be playing a lot of third base this year. And I was like, all right, perfect. Like, I get to learn a new position. Like, it's fun coming to the ballpark and being like, all right, like, I get to try something new today. Or, you know, I get to learn something new. I get to tweak something. Like, you know, it's fun to be on your toes, I guess, every day coming to the park.
We've seen you, whether it's been diving, whether it's been the short hop backhand. We even saw you make a barehanded play the other day. Do you have a favorite defensive type of play?
That's a good question. The backhand and down the line at third base is always fun to make because you kind of, you know, it's completely reaction, you know, especially the ones that are hit hard. But you have some time. So, you know, it's all reaction, and then you're like, all right, you group yourself together and you can kind of throw the ball hard across the infield, I guess, because it's a long throw, obviously, and you know that's unique from coming from second base too, because you know you don't at second base you have a lot of time on those routine plays, but those balls up the middle you don't have a whole lot of time on because you know the runners are going and you kind of have to get rid of it sometimes. But the ball at third base, you got some time, you can show off the arm a little bit, and I think that's really fun.
Has there been a time when you've showed off the arm and someone said, "I didn't realize you could throw like that"?
Pano actually tells me that all the time. You know. They were kind of telling me to get on top of the ball a little bit, you know, because obviously it's a longer throw and they don't want the ball to tail off like it does at second base a little bit. So Pano was happily surprised with my arm at third base compared to second base.
You made a play the other day where you nearly got the guy, the Machado-esque, in foul ground throwing across. What's the best play you can ever remember making?
I think in college I made a diving play up the middle at second base. And it was kind of a chopper, like a two hopper up the middle. Slowly hit, had to dive, and I actually glove flipped it to the shortstop, and we actually turned a double play on it to end the inning, and the bases were loaded. So, I think most recently that was probably that one. But yeah, I mean, the defensive plays are always fun. You know, I love playing defense.
Is there a type of glove that you prefer?
Yeah, I really like Rawlings Pro Preferreds. I've used it since my freshman year in high school, and I'm comfortable with them. They're awesome.
Do you still have all of your gloves?
I do. I probably have three or four from high school at home. I still have my one from college here. But I got a new one this year, and I really like it. You know, it's still Pro Preferred, but it's a little different model. And I've enjoyed kind of mixing up gloves over the years, but sticking with the Rawlings for sure.
Speaking with Cullen Large out of Richmond, did you ever go to Richmond minor league games growing up?
All the time. They were the Braves' AAA team for when I was really little. So the Braves were my favorite team growing up. I was a big Chipper Jones fan. And then I think early 2000s, mid 2000s maybe, the AAA Braves left. There was a year where there wasn't minor league baseball in Richmond, and then the AA for the Giants came in, the Flying Squirrels. So it's a little different. You know, they went with more of the marketing standpoint with the name. The stadium's a little old. It's from what I hear, probably not the favorite of the Eastern League, but they get fans there, and they've done a really good job with that. It was a cool place to go watch minor league baseball as a kid.
Do you look around now that you're a Lansing Lugnut, or when you were Canadian, and see kids in the stands and go, that was me?
Yeah, every night. I remember sitting there watching and being like, wow, that'd be cool to do, the guy signing autographs before the game. I always tell myself, like, I would never, if a kid asked for my autograph, I'd never be like, no, like, you don't want mine. Like, I'm not a name. Like, go get his. Like, everybody matters. Like, if you're here, like, it doesn't really matter who you are. Just take the time for the kids. They could change their stance on baseball. Maybe they don't really like it at the time, but all of a sudden, you're playing catch with a kid in the crowd, and all of a sudden they start to like baseball again. It's just fun, because I remember loving baseball more than anything when I was that age, and I hope that the kids that come are the same way.
Joined by Cullen Large, what's it like having Large as a last name?
It's better at home than on the road, for sure. It's an easy target sometimes, but it's unique. It sticks with people, I guess, sometimes, but it's fun. It's all in good fun.
I love the nickname Grande.
Yeah, that was a quick one. I learned quickly. But it's cool.
Joined by Cullen Large, and finally, what are your passions outside of baseball? What else do you enjoy?
I love relaxing. Baseball's so get up and go. You're moving all the time. And then all of a sudden, off season comes around and you've got nothing. So you're go, 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 go for 6 months. And then all of a sudden, you have nothing for 6 months. So it's fun to just relax. I love the beach a lot. It's a place where you can relax. Watching movies, I guess, with my friends, just kind of hanging out, going with the flow.
With the chill, Cullen Large, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball.